Is it on? I would like to thank, first of all, the panelists for their interventions. As you may know, my country, Lebanon, with a population of 4 million, hosts the largest number of refugees per capita, which is 1.5 million Syrians who have fled the conflict. Despite its limited capabilities, infrastructure, and its challenged economy, Lebanon has never hesitated in hosting and providing assistance to Syrian refugees. In light of what has been discussed in the panel, allow me to showcase what Lebanese municipalities have achieved in this regard. In line with government policy, no refugee camps were established in Lebanon in response to the influx of Syrian refugees. Instead, 90% of displaced people live in the country's 251 most vulnerable localities, which lack the resources and capabilities to cope with the increased demand on public and social services. Despite that, municipalities have truly been at the forefront in making the local infrastructure and services available to the Syrian refugees. In 2018, more than $240 million were channeled by the Lebanese Crisis Response Plan partners to strengthen service delivery, policy development, capacity building, and institutional stability in the public sector. An additional $26 million were invested in support of municipalities and unions to respond to prevailing pressures on services. Allow me to stress on my final point that Lebanon prevails safe and dignified repatriation and reintegration of refugees in their countries of origin over third country solutions and local integration. We consider that conducive conditions for safe and dignified repatriation can be achieved independently from the political solutions of conflicts. Otherwise, we will fall into the politicization of all refugees' crises. Thank you.